Good morning and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Darren Lachelle, filling in for Roland Giacopetti, and our guest today in the spotlight here is Kristen Madsen from Creative Sonoma, and welcome.
Thanks, Darren.
Well, I have a couple of questions for you. First of all, if you could explain to people what Creative Sonoma is and what you do here in the community.
Creative Sonoma is a relatively new agency of county government. We are housed in what's known as the Economic Development Board. Our particular mission is to support and advance the creative community here in Sonoma County. So everyone who's contributing to that sector of our economy, and we define that as individual artists or creative entrepreneurs, nonprofit arts organizations, theaters, dance companies, but also creative businesses like architecture firms and design firms, et cetera. So everybody whose work is at its core in creativity is under our purview, and we're looking for ways to try to help support them and do what they do better.
Great. What kind of things do you do in the community to encourage, you know, artists and their exposure?
We've got a couple of different prongs of activity. A lot of the work is really in training and professional development. Mm-hmm. So back to that, do what you do better, helping people have the skills and the tools and the resources to do what they do. When we can, we've also found access to funding, and that's generally found its way into the community through grants. So programs to help, again, people do what they're doing. We've had some really fantastic years worth of programs designed for young people during the summer. We've had a program for emerging musical artists called Next Level that's actually just coming up on its second year, where we've given emerging bands the opportunity to spend some money to take their careers to the next level, combined with some training and some professional consulting to do what they do. And then I think the third real pillar of what we're trying to accomplish is communications and marketing. And we've been doing that to get the word out about who's here and what they're doing, and have a new opportunity for people to join us in that work coming up here.
Great. So one of the ways that you do that is, I assume, online, through the web, and you have some exciting news about a new website.
We are thrilled to have launched creativesonoma.org. Thank you for asking. So, the beginning of the year, beginning of a new look for us online and launching this website. And we really did design it with an eye toward it becoming the hub of creative activity that is transpiring here in Sonoma County. And to that end, I hope that any person who falls into those categories we just described of our service constituency base will go to creativesonoma.org and check out the Creatives at Work page. That is a place where any individual can go online, or company can go online and create their own profile. So tell us who you are. Give us your artist statement. If you're a visual artist, tell us, my work usually sells for $100 to $10,000. These are my studio hours, or here's where I'm performing. Anything you want to tell us about yourself, upload photos, video or audio,
wow,
or all of the above, whatever you want people to know about you can go on this page. So we then turn around and start to market that site so that word gets out about what's happening here. And we'll market to residents, we'll market to visitors. We can use it, you know, in amongst ourselves as individual people that are looking for other creatives to collaborate with, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So it has the potential to be a really fantastic center of commerce, if you will, for what's happening in this county.
Great. It sounds like a fantastic hub for the artistic community. In addition to, you know, supporting artists through exposure and online, you also do shows, and you have a great show coming up soon.
We do. This is a unique opportunity. I had mentioned that we often look for resources to get back out into the community, and I'd talked about the program for emerging musical artists. This is a program for emerging visual artists. So working with a couple of key jurors, we curated five fantastic emerging visual artists whose work has not really been seen much in the county, but will now at the Petaluma Arts Center. The show goes up and opens this coming Saturday,
great.
So the timing is great, and the opening is from 5 to 7, so come check out some really unusual and fantastically strong young women artists.
Excellent. Five great young women artists. Fantastic. You can learn more about that at creativesonoma.org, and that is this Saturday. Don't miss it. Thank you for listening to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Darren Lachelle, and I'd like to thank you, Kristen Madsen, for joining us today.
You are welcome. Thank you.